We're using a medium format digital camera, a Hasselblad camera. It's plugged into the computer, and I can actually use the computer to take the photographs and use it as a very large screen to check my focusing, to check the colours. The screens are all colour calibrated, etc. And so it's actually getting into that level of detail allows us to be sure that when we capture a photograph, I can show you now, I can zoom in on that face of that beast there 100% and then check, yes, I've got it in focus, I'm ready for the next photograph.
Now, you were telling me it is astonishing that you can go into such detail, because normally by this stage on most people's home camera, if they're magnifying it like this down to this level, all you're seeing is those big blocks of pixels. Yeah. You know, you've lost all the fine detail. You were telling me that when you actually zoom in, there are things that you can see on the photographs that you can't actually see with the naked eye.
That's right. When we get a bit closer, we're taking the full panel shot, the first shot, as it were, here. When we get a bit closer, and we also use a macro lens with this camera, we can get pretty close. We can get, for example, the head of the beast there in full frame. We then zoom in 100%, and we start to see things that we think, hey, what's that? I didn't clean the panel well enough. I've left some dust or some fibre on the surface. So you go with your soft brush and try to brush it off and realise what you're seeing are fibres that possibly came off John Thornton's jacket into the wet paint and left a mark and were fired on 600 years ago. And that when you zoom in on the photograph, you can see where those marks were left. So what we thought were fibres from our coats were fibres from John Thornton's, and that's quite exciting. Particularly, we also find things like fingerprints in the paint, where they may have been a little bit careless and picked the piece up before the paint had dried, and that gets fired on and is permanent. And so all those little details send a bit of a shiver down your spine when you're doing this initial first stage of the job. You're having the first chance to have a really good close-up look.